San Jose City Council voted unanimously to tighten controls over its network of 474 automated license plate reader cameras as the city faces mounting public pressure over surveillance concerns and a lawsuit over its contracts with Flock Safety, a camera surveillance company and automated license plate reader operator. The council's decision reduces data retention from 1 year to 30 days and restricts camera placements near abortion clinics, houses of worship, and immigration-sensitive locations. The new rules also require law enforcement agencies seeking database access to provide additional documentation, including case numbers and crime types under investigation. San Jose Police Chief Paul Joseph defended the technology as transformative for public safety in the chronically understaffed department and the most positively impactful technology he's seen in his 34-year career.
They support the real-time investigation of serious crimes, meaning when something occurs and the vehicle is fleeing, these cameras give us updates as to where the vehicle is in real time to allow us to make a stop. It's assisting us in locating at-risk missing persons. It enhances the coordination between our patrol force, our officers in the field, and our investigation, and our helicopter, our air support unit, and it's also increased the solvability rate for our cases for our detectives.
But the surveillance technology has come under increasing scrutiny in recent months. In November, a coalition of local advocacy groups sued San Jose, alleging the city's practice of allowing warrantless searches of its license plate data violates drivers' privacy rights. Some critics say the council's new reforms don't go far enough. Kimberly Wu is a community organizer in San Jose. Speaking during public comment before the vote, she argued that without better guardrails, the cameras could be used and abused by government agencies, especially in the event of a federal immigration enforcement rollout in the Bay Area.
When the federal government has billions to waste on tearing our families apart, we must refuse to give this authoritarian federal government any AI mass surveillance weapon that will and has already been used to hunt our neighbors. While we appreciate the memos by SJPD and by council members, it does not go far enough. We strongly recommend that San Jose implement all of the community guardrails from this letter, such as permanently ending our Flock contract and ceasing all AOPRs unless and until vendor can meet all of the guardrails, such as requiring a valid judicial warrant for all data searches and prohibiting direct and indirect sharing with immigration enforcement and through fusion centers.
Hui Tran is the executive director of the Services, Immigrant Rights, and Education Network, or SIREN. He said that by their very existence, the cameras are a serious threat to privacy rights.
How many people who have done nothing wrong at all have been captured on these cameras, have had their movements documented, their activities documented, and all of that now stored on servers within the city? These people have done nothing wrong. These cameras track the movements of people regardless of whether or not you're suspected of a crime. We have seen the federal government actively violate the laws that are already there to try to protect our privacy with the IRS, with Medicaid, and more. SIREN stopped one of those events this past year when we sued and blocked the DOJ from getting California's unredacted voter rolls. These active efforts by the federal government show that it is lawless, but it also shows that the risk of gathering such data is in itself dangerous.
Earlier this year, three other South Bay jurisdictions, Santa Clara County, Los Altos Hills, and Mountain View, terminated their contracts with Flock Safety amid concerns the company has allowed transfers of license plate reader data to out-of-state law enforcement agencies, a practice that is barred by state law. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.